Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Yeah, Doc, everybody loves a good Christmas parade, right? So the people in Canada, in a county in Canada, just south of Toronto, on Talbot Street, again, just outside of Toronto, went to a Christmas parade over the weekend, right? And what happened was everybody was having a good time. Everybody was lined up. And a 62-year-old woman decided, this isn't good enough. I can't see. I don't want to look around people. So what did she do? She decided to haul off and punch somebody in the head at the Christmas parade. That's right. She was then arrested for assault that police say dampened the holiday spirit at the Santa Claus parade. Again, she's 62 years old. 62 years old. She said that they said in the police report, she got, quote, into a dispute with a fellow parade goer who allegedly obstructed her family's view of the parade. The suspect struck the victim in the face, knocking them to the ground after an argument. And of course, grandma, who didn't get run over by a reindeer, missed the rest of the parade after she was arrested and hauled off by police. So I would just ask you this, Doc. I don't know how many Christmas parades you've been to or you're planning on going to.
Quite a few, but you act like 62 is like 102.
No.
I take offense to how you make... Essie, did you catch that? He made it sound like she was 102.
I got it, a little bit.
62.
I mean...
That's just a little bit over being
spring chicken
to me. Feisty
in spirit, right? A 62-year-old grandma, yeah, though, shouldn't be hauling off and punching people.
62-year-old grandma? I'm like... I guess we view it a little differently. I just think you...
Doc's all worried about the age. I'm worried about the grandma punching somebody in the face at a Christmas parade.
I don't see her as being elderly as you do.
It'll replace the hot cocoa, that's for sure.
Congratulations, you're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.